USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Officials say five U.S. citizens detained by Iran were freed today after a deal brokered between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Biden administration that includes $6 billion in once frozen Iranian assets, as well as the release of five Iranians facing charges in the U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby defending the arrangement.
And we are mindful of our national security interests in the region, and we're doing everything we can, not just on the economic space, but even in the military space, to protect our troops, to protect our interests, to protect our allies and partners in that part of the world. No one should take away from today's events any idea that we are somehow turning a blind eye to what Iran is doing in the region or around the world. Not at all. Quite the contrary.
The military is looking for a missing fighter jet. This after a Marine Corps pilot ejected from an F-35B following a mishap yesterday, making it to the ground safely in North Charleston, South Carolina. The plane, however, remains unaccounted for. Officials have been searching an area north of Joint Base Charleston, the base asking anyone who has information on the possible location of that $100 million aircraft to please give them a call. An arrest has been made in the shooting death of Los Angeles Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, a person of interest identified yesterday and then taken into custody by the Sheriff's Department. Klinkenbrumer was shot on Saturday while he sat in his patrol vehicle at an intersection in Palmdale and later succumbed to his injuries. Illinois, now the first state in the nation to do away with cash bail. Beginning today, cash bail will be eliminated for the majority of criminal defendants awaiting trial. The change part of the Landmark Safety Act. This is USA News.
Moments like seeing my son's teen cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Drew Barrymore is pulling the plug on her daytime talk show. Barrymore wrote on Instagram that the Drew Barrymore show would not come back until the writer's strike ends. She added that she listened to everyone and has no words to express her deepest apologies to anyone hurt. The actress faced backlash for her decision to resume taping of the show despite the ongoing labor strikes across Hollywood. Daytime Emmy winner actor Billy Miller has died at the age of 43. Miller, best known for his roles in General Hospital and The Young and the Restless, passed away in Austin, Texas on Friday. His manager telling Variety that the actor was struggling with manic depression when he died. There's no word on his official cause of death. Yesterday would have been Miller's 44th birthday.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Denny Hamlin celebrating a Bass Pro Shops night race win at Bristol Motor Speedway. The driver of the number 11 car held off Kyle Larson to secure the victory in NASCAR's final round of 16 Cup Series playoff stage. Michael McDowell finished sixth, but was still one of four drivers eliminated from the round of 16, along with Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. The green flag waves in the round of 12 stage next weekend at Texas Motor Speedway. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.